This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israeli official said on Monday Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dissolved his six-member war cabinet. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The widely expected move comes after centrist former General Benny Gantz left the emergency government. Netanyahu is now expected to hold consultations about the Gaza war with a small group of ministers, including Defense Minister Yoav Gallant and Strategic Affairs Minister Ron Dermer, who had been in the war cabinet. The forum was formed after Gantz joined Netanyahu in a national unity government at the start of the war in October. Gantz and another member of the war cabinet, Gadi Eisenkot, both left the government last week over what they said was Netanyahu's failure to form a strategy for the Gaza war.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. U.S. and British forces have carried out at least six airstrikes on Yemen's Hodeidah International Airport and four strikes on an island near the port off a Red Sea, the main television news outlet run by Yemen's Houthi movement said on Monday. The Houthis, who control Yemen's capital and most populous areas, have attacked international shipping in the Red Sea since November in solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. In that time, they have sunk one ship, seized another vessel, and killed three sailors in separate attacks. Muslims performing the annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia enjoyed a bout of quick rainfall on Monday as they cooled down from the hot weather, amidst reports of at least six Jordanian deaths related to the heat on Saturday. 14 Jordanians have been reported dead during Hajj, some of them due to heat stroke, while 17 others were reported missing, the Jordan Foreign Ministry said in a statement on Sunday. This is VOA News. North Korea and Russian state media report Russian President Vladimir Putin will arrive in North Korea on Tuesday for a two-day visit amid international concern about military cooperation between the two countries. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Putin's expected to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for talks as they deepen their alignment in the face of separate, intensifying confrontations with Washington. It will be Putin's first trip to North Korea in 24 years. There are growing concerns about an arms arrangement in which Pyongyang provides Moscow with badly needed munitions to fuel Putin's war in Ukraine in exchange for economic assistance and technology transfers that would enhance the threat posed by Kim's nuclear weapons and missile program. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says a record more than 20 NATO member nations are hitting the Western Military Alliance defense spend target this year as Russia's war in Ukraine has raised the threat of expanding conflict in Europe. Stoltenberg made the announcement on Monday in Washington before meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden later at the White House. The estimated figure is nearly fourfold from 2021 in the number of 32 NATO members meeting the alliance's defense spending guideline. The U.S. Surgeon General has called on Congress to require warning labels on social media platforms similar to those mandatory on cigarette boxes. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In a Monday opinion piece for the New York Times, Dr. Vivek Murthy says that social media is a contributing factor in the mental health crisis among young people. Murthy says the use of just a warning label wouldn't make social media safe for young people, but would be a part of the steps needed. He says a Surgeon General's warning label, which requires congressional action, would regularly remind parents and adolescents that social media has not been proved safe. I'm Julie Walker.
China and the Philippines traded accusations over a collision in the South China Sea on Monday, with Manila saying its armed forces would resist Beijing's actions in the disputed waters, the latest in an increasingly testy series of confrontations. U.S. Ambassador to the Philippines Mary Kay Carlson condemned China's quote-unquote aggressive, dangerous maneuvers in a post on X, saying the collision had caused bodily injury. The U.S. State Department condemned what it called escalatory and irresponsible actions by China and reaffirmed that its mutual defense treaty with the Philippines applied to any armed attacks on Philippine armed forces vessels. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.